You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rhonda McBride. We have a special treat for you this afternoon. We have the writer of a beautiful book, Four Seasons of Entertaining. It's got recipes, it's got the decor, it's got everything. It's a huge, thick book. It's by Shayla Copas. She comes to us by way of Little Rock, Arkansas, and she's here to visit her friends who own Frenchie's Floral Studio here in Juneau. And we have Jason Clifton with us as well. So welcome to Juneau. And I guess there's going to be a book signing this evening, so people have a chance to examine this beautiful book. What did you intend this book to be?
Well, I intended the book to be about not only entertaining, but the gatherings that we have at home and those special memories, recipes, and place settings. It's a collaboration of a lot of great talents in the book, and that meant something to me to put those talents together and show what these people do. So we have chefs and florists in the book, as well as my place setting abilities and table settings.
And there's one for every occasion.
Yes.
You know, some people would wonder why you would put so much attention into the decor.
I think you put the attention into the decor because it creates the ambiance, which makes people comfortable when they gather. And creating that ambiance just puts people in a happy mood.
But some people don't maybe necessarily have a big pocketbook, because some of the photos in your book, they're very, very elegant spreads.
Yes. Yeah, and that is something that we've heard quite a bit when looking at the book. And what I remind them is to look at the tips section of the book, because in the tips we talk about the different elements of designing an event. And you can take those pictures, those beautiful pictures in the book, and you can come up with ideas that can inspire you. But on the second book, we're actually bringing in more approachable items. So it's a little more organic. And there are celebrations from all over the world, and we're showing how those cultures celebrate.
So we have Jason Clifton with us here. So can you explain how you hooked up with this designer from Arkansas?
Yes, absolutely. So we originally met back in 2014 while attending a national conference for the Interior Design Society, in which we're both members of, and we're interior designers by trade and passion and whatnot. And so from there, we immediately struck up a great friendship and have continued to just be in close connection ever since.
So you're here also to kind of scope out your second book. And from what I understand, Juno is going to have a chapter in your book, which would be another beautiful coffee table book.
Yes.
So how do you plan to showcase Juno?
So we're showcasing, of course, Frenchie's Floral Studio. We're scouting right now to find a chef to feature in the book, as well as the venue. We really want to show the community and just the culture here in Juno.
I know that you have two friends here, so why not Juno? But is there any particular reason that you want to be sure and have a chapter on Juno?
I think Alaska's special, just the fact that Alaska has a different vibe than the lower part of the United States. I think that that is something that was special to me, but I want to see how you all celebrate. And so we got together and we started talking about, you know, what the chapter would be about, and we're actually featuring an event in the summer portion of the book.
Ah, and what event might that be?
Solstice.
Oh, and you can't have a solstice party quite like you can have in Alaska.
Yes.
Well, how do you envision a solstice party for Alaska? Any ideas?
Well, I envision it, if it doesn't rain, out somewhere close to the water, in the trees, with the trees and draping, if we can. I'll have to get with these guys on this.
We may need some outdoor fabric.
We need outdoor fabric and maybe draping some lighting if we can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll have a more organic vibe than the other. As you look through the book, the first book, you saw just how it was very glamorous and kind of the arrangements were over the top. We're really wanting to bring in the vibe of the area, not take that glamour and take it into the area. We want the area to shine that we're in. So we're actually going to South Africa as well. Frenchie's is planning to go with me. We're putting ourselves into South Africa, getting into that culture there and putting together a chapter.
So how did the three of you bond? Beyond just being excited about designing, What was the commonality?
Well, I think it was originally perhaps just our choice of style, our fashion choices and whatnot. And so, you know, she had some pretty fabulous heels on. And so we saw those from afar and were instantly attracted to, yeah, the heels, maybe the purse as well. Just, and the jewel, and the jewels.
Yeah, that was really what you saw, didn't you? They came from across the room. They said, "Who are you?" Of course, I'm not wearing any of that today. I'm very cold. So I have my sweats on and my turtleneck.
Yeah. So you're very much acclimating to Alaska.
Yes. They saw me today when I got out of the car and they said, "What? What's going on here?"
But, you know, that is how Alaska is sometimes fashion takes a backseat, although Alaskans try to be fashionable and warm at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Practicality is always essential.
So you're going to have a book signing at Frenchie's. What time and what are the particulars?
Absolutely. So it's going to be from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. this evening at 1200 Glacier Avenue, which is the black building located across from the school system, also known as the old Blockbuster.
And why do you think that Juno should come out and meet Shaloh?
Just her vivacious attitude as well as welcoming ideas that she has. I mean, after the past year and a half that we've all have undergone and have continued to deal with, ultimately a book such as this, and it gives so much more opportunity for ones to make entertaining at home that much more memorable. And it's just pinpointing a few of those ideas or one of the recipes from that book that really makes it a very special evening.
Now, understand, Shaloh, that you have road tested these recipes.
Yes. All of them. So when I turned the book into the publisher, they came back about 2 weeks later and they said, "Well, have you tested all of these recipes?" Because we did feature chefs from around the nation as well as some of my own recipes. And I said, "Well, yeah, I tested my own recipes." And they said, no, the recipes from the chefs. I said, "No, I really haven't." So they had me go back and I was my own test kitchen. And when you look at a magazine, so if you pick up a Southern Living and you look at a recipe, they have their own test kitchens. A lot of people don't know that they have their own test kitchens with the magazines. So I was my own test kitchen.
So we know for sure that these recipes will work.
They do. And I actually dropped some recipes out of the book. Because if I couldn't make them, then I figured that the average reader could not make them. So we did drop a few, or I even changed some of them to read just a little differently. The next book, of course, I'll be doing the same process. But we have some recipes featured in the next book that are actually coming out in a national magazine in a couple weeks. And they went through their test kitchen, so I know I don't have to run those through again. They're my own recipes.
This book is full of beautiful photographs, all with flower arrangements, exquisite desserts. How would you describe this book? Because it doesn't really follow a particular pattern of decorating or style.
It doesn't. It's varied in so many ways, but it follows the themes that go along with the different seasons.
So what's important to you when you entertain?
Very important to me that people leave and they know that they're valued as my friend and that it's not about what the decor looks like, even though I love a beautiful night, but that they enjoyed themselves together. It's that bonding. And I think going through the pandemic, I feel that even more than I did when I wrote the book.
So probably people all over Juno have been planning for months, testing recipes of their own during the pandemic to try out. So this just might be the book to have if you're planning to have a big bash, welcoming back normality.
Yes.
Let's hope we have it. All right. Well, particulars on the book signing time and place again?
4 to 6 o'clock at Frenchie's Floral Studio.
Located at 1200 Glacier Avenue, downtown.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. And that was Shaloh Kopus, author of Entertaining for All Seasons, and Jason Clifton with Frenchie's Floral Studio.